83年我主讲这个聚会。
I was here in 1983.
现在已经12年了。
12 years have gone by.
感谢上帝，每3年这样的聚会都有这么多人的参加。
We thank God that this triennial convention attracts so many people.
这是主的荣耀。
This is the glory of God.
当教会真心参与主的计划的时候。
When the church faithfully participates in God's plan,
以主的心为心，以主的旨意为我们的意念的时候，
and adopts God's will as our will and God's mind as our mind,
这是我们的主特别喜悦的一件事。
The Lord is pleased.
今天我看到周大卫牧师的时候，
and when I see Reverend David Chow today,
我好几年没有见他。
I haven't seen him for many years.
我有个很深的感想。
And there's a deep feeling in my heart.
他年纪很轻，负了很大的责任。
He is young and has a great responsibility on his shoulders.
听说这个聚会费用大得不得了。
I know that this convention costs a lot of resources.
而且呢，这个 AFC 的责任也重大得不得了。
Ambassadors for Christ is a great responsibility.
所以一上台我就有一个感动。
And so when I come up here, I have a God gave me a burden.
我这一次从 Jakarta 飞到这里来。
I flew here from Jakarta to this time.
我们决定为了大会的需要，所以我就不接受。机票费也不接受讲员费。
Because of the convention's needs, I do not accept any travel expenses nor honorarium.
作为布道团对这个大会的一点点的贡献。
This is our small contributions on behalf of Stephen Tong Evangelistic Ministries
International. 如果你们别人也有同样的感动。
And if you have the same conviction,
不要笑，这是很严肃的事。
Do not laugh. This is a very serious matter.
每一个人对神的国、神的家有份。
Everyone has a part in God's family and God's kingdom.
凡是好的事，我们都可以支持。
All good works we must support.
能力做得到的不要吝啬。
If you can do it, do not hold back.
愿主借着我们这个小小的心意，可以感动更多人，一同把这个工作做得好。
May God bless our hearts that we may make this a finer work.
Amen.
Amen.
愿主赐福我们。
May God bless all of us.
我在你们中间只有3个早上。
I only have 3 mornings before you.
因为我还要到 Chicago 带领另外一个 winter conference.
Because I'm going to Chicago for another winter conference.
为什么不能长期就整个在这儿呢？
Why can I not be here the whole time?
因为每一年这里一个，那里一个，要轮一次，要好几年才轮到，所以还是一年两个好了。
Because there are so many conventions and winter conferences, I can never go make all the rounds.
因为反正这里很多的讲员。
So why not make 2 per year? Because there are so many speakers here.
我一生的人生哲学就是 squeezeism.
My philosophy of life is squeezeism.
Squeeze my time, squeeze my gifts, squeeze everything, my money, to do the most important things.
抓住我所有的时间精力资源来做最重要的事情。
那么这3天我们要思想的就是圣经里面关于福音和神旨意的问题。
This morning, these 3 mornings, we're going to think about the gospel and God's will.
为什么教会要传福音？
Why must the church proclaim the gospel?
最重要的原因。
The most important reason.
因为这是神的旨意。
It's because this is God's will.
神的旨意就是神的心意。
God's will is God's heart.
神在永恒中间所定的心意。
God's will in his eternal mind.
他的计划。
His plan.
就是要我们照着他所定的去做。
Is that we may follow according to what he has planned.
从 reform 的神学来看，
from a reform theological perspective,
一个基督徒的责任就是 to think after God's thinking, to work after God's planning.
一个基督徒他要做的就是想神所做的，想的做神所做的，
to feel after God's feeling,
要感受到神所感受的。
To act after God's action.
要行出神要行出的。
当我们照着神的旨意去行事的时候。
And so when we act out according to God's will.
我们的生活，我们的生命就达到最大的意义同最大的价值。
Our lives obtain the highest significance and value.
一个人在这个世界上最大的责任就是荣耀神。
Our greatest responsibility in life is to glorify God.
以神的旨意为念。
That God's will be our will.
除了上帝以外，除了神的旨意，除了上帝以外，没有任何一样是比上帝更大的，就是他的旨意是最大最大的。
Apart from God and His will, there is no greater. His will is the greatest.
这是加尔文所讲的话语。
This is something said by John Calvin.
Nothing is greater than the will of God except God Himself.
除了神以外，没有比神的旨意更伟大的。
神的旨意是一切存在的基础。
God's will is the foundation of all existence.
神的旨意是神整个救赎的计划的基础。
God's will is the foundation of his plan of salvation.
因着神的旨意，所以他创造。
Because of God's will, he created.
因着神的旨意，所以他救赎。
He redeemed according to his will.
因着神的旨意，所以他启示。
He revealed according to his will.
因着神的旨意，所以他差遣。
He commissioned us because of his will.
因着神的旨意，所以他负责我们一同来施行他的工作。
He calls us to participate in his work according to his will.
谁是基督徒呢？
Who is a Christian?
就是那些在神的旨意中间 从罪人的身份分别为神，成为神儿女的人。
It's a person who has been taken and separated, sanctified to be God's children.
当神这个救赎的旨意还没有临到一个人身上的时候，
And before God's plan of salvation is accomplished in a person's
heart, 这个人是一个罪人。
This person is a sinner.
当神救赎的旨意施行在这个人身上的时候，
But when God's saving will is upon this person,
这个人就变成圣徒。
This person becomes a saint.
所以福音的工作 就是把罪人化成圣徒的一个工作。
The ministry of the gospel is to transform people from sinners to saints.
传福音的工作就是把罪人带到成圣地位，借着基督的救赎的果效，达到圣徒地位的工作。
Evangelism is to take sinners to become a saint and to be saints.
我们大家来看彼得前书第一章。
Let us take a look at 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter 1.
我们来读第一、第二节。
Let's read verses 1 and 2.
我念第一节，你们念第二节。 耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都、加拉太、加不多加、亚细亚、比推尼寄居的。第二节一同开声来读。 就是造父上帝的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所杀的人，愿恩惠平安多多的加给你们。感谢上帝。这是全本圣经中间最简单，也是最正确、最清楚的一节圣经，提到基督徒的定义是什么？
This is the simplest and the most accurate and the clearest definition of Bible of what a Christian is.
一个基督徒是谁?
Who's a Christian?
因为神的旨意被拣选的人。
Chosen according to God's will.
一个基督徒是谁?
What is a Christian?
因为圣灵的感动成为圣洁的人。
Sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
一个基督徒是谁?
What is a Christian?
就是归向基督蒙他宝血所救赎的人。
Sprinkled by Jesus' blood.
在这一段的圣经里面给我们看见基督徒的工作是三位一体上帝的工作。
The work of a Christian is the work of the triune God.
除了圣父、圣子、圣灵所做的工，没有一个罪人能变成圣徒。
Apart from the work of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, no one can become a saint.
在拯救人的工作上,
in the saving work,
圣父有份，圣子有份，圣灵也有份。
The Father works, the Son works, the Spirit works.
正像在创造万有的事情上，圣父有份，圣子有份，圣灵也有份。
In the work of creating, the Father works, the Son works, and the Spirit
works. 也照样在启示的工作上，圣父有份，圣子有份，圣灵也有份。
In the work of a revelation, the Father reveals, the Son reveals, the Spirit reveals.
是同心合一工作的上帝。
The triune God works as one.
三位一体的上帝的侍奉和工作是我们众教会侍奉的一个典型的模范。
The ministry of the Trinity is the example for the ministry of the church.
三位一体之间的关系是我们社会一个真正的这个样本。
The relationship between the three persons of the Trinity is the pattern for society.
也是位格祭之间这个关系的一个基础。
And it is the foundation for all interpersonal relationships.
It's the foundation of community, foundation of interpersonal relationship, the foundation of society. 因为只有圣父、圣子之间这个关系呢，才成为我们人类能在一起过生活的这个真正的基础。
The relationship between the Father and the Son is the only foundation for any kind of relationship and life we can have on earth.
当我们教会同工的问题产生出来的时候，
And when we have problems between church co-workers,
这就证明我们对神之间的关系我们不够了解。
This means that we do not fully understand the relationship within the Godhead.
以及我们生活的细节都可以牵连到神学的问题，我们松懈了对神学的认知，我们一切的事情都松懈了。
All details in life and all problems have to do with our understanding of theology.
在救赎人的事情上,
when God saves mankind,
圣父、圣子、圣灵怎样的同工呢?
How does the Father, Son, and Spirit work together?
圣父预备救恩,
The Father prepared salvation.
甚至成全救恩。
The Son accomplished salvation.
圣灵施行救恩。
The Spirit applies salvation.
所以在历史上展现出来的救赎的行动。
And so the saving act of God is manifested in history.
原是超历史的永恒中间，圣父所预备的计划。
Is that very plan that the Father has prepared above history?
这个计划呢，就在历史中间展现出来，甚至道成肉身，把它成全起来。
And this plan has been manifest in time. The Son became incarnate, Jesus Christ.
当基督成全了救赎的计划以后，圣灵就把这个已经成全的救赎运行感动在众人的心里。
And so when the Son accomplished salvation, then the Spirit takes that which has been accomplished and applies it to the hearts of men and women.
所以当彼得把这个神学思想带出来的时候
，And so that when Peter brings out this theological thought,
他就用一节的圣经把圣父、圣子、圣灵的工作，把它完全概括起来。
He uses one verse to summarize the work of the Father, Son, and Spirit.
按照这个 chronology 年代的这个次序来说
，In terms of chronology，
是圣父先预备计划了救恩的问题。
The Father first prepared redemption，
然后圣子道成肉身来成全这个救赎的计划。
The Son became incarnate to accomplish salvation。
圣灵把这个计划成全了以后，就把它运行在众人的心里面。
And the Spirit upon the accomplishment of salvation applies it to the hearts and lives of men。
在这里，我们看见了彼得就把这个次序有一点把它更改了一下。
We see that Peter has altered the order somewhat.
他先提到圣父的工作。
He spoke first of the Father's work.
又再提到圣灵的工作。
And then the work of the Spirit.
最后再提到圣子的工作。
And finally the work of the Son.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为在这里不是以父子圣灵的程序工作怎么进行来做他整个记录的基础。
Because this is, the chronological order of the triune God's work is not the foundation of what Peter's talking about.
这里乃是知道一个人怎么样经历上帝救恩，福音怎么样运行在他的身上的。
Rather, this is a record of how a person experiences the saving work of God.
我们怎么样做一个基督徒呢？
How do we become a Christian?
不是因为人传福音给我，我才做基督徒。
Not because someone preached the gospel to you.
不是因为我要信耶稣，所以我才做基督徒。
Not because you want to believe in Jesus Christ, you became a Christian.
还是在创世以前，上帝预定，所以你有一天才能听到福音。
Because before the foundation of the world, God has predestined that one day you might hear the gospel.
一个反对预定论的人，
a person who is against predestination,
是一个不完全信。圣经的人
is a person who does not fully believe in the Bible.
因为彼得写信给这些基督徒的时候
because when Peter wrote these scriptures to Christians,
这些人是谁呢？
Who are these people?
是照着上帝的先见被拣选的
because these people are chosen according to the foreknowledge of God.
神以他永远的旨意
according to God's eternal plan,
从来没有错误的智慧
and his plan, his wisdom that is never wrong.
最高的权柄。
With the highest authority,
没有一个人可以干涉的自由同他的意志。
No one can interfere God's freedom and will.
决定了他要做的事情。
God has decided what he was going to do.
照着父的先见。
According to the foreknowledge of the Father.
照着父的预定。
According to the predestination of the Father.
拣选了一些的人。
God chose some.
这是圣父所做的工作。
This is the work of the Father.
你说上帝知道有人要信他，所以这个人要信他，他就把他放在白名单里面。那个人不信，就把他放在黑名单里面。
You say, well, God may foresee that some might believe that he's in one list and those who do not believe God foresee and then they belong to another list.
那这样就调和了两方面的矛盾了。
So you try to reconcile the problem between the two.
谁是按照上帝的先见被拣选的人呢？
Who is that which is chosen according to God's foreknowledge?
就是主知道，因为他是预先知道的，他有先知的之灵，而且是感动先知的上帝，他知道谁要信他，所以把他预定下去了。
So it is the foreknowledge of God who knows all things, who knows the spirit of the prophet, so he writes down these names on the list.
啊，这样的事情好像很对。
It sounds right.
但是呢，这个里面还有很大的漏洞在里面。
But there is a giant loophole.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神知道你要信他，所以神就预定你。如果你不信他，也不敢预定你，所以他的预定是被你所决定的。
If God foresees your faith, then he predestines you, then his predestination is based on your faith.
如果你不要信他，他不敢预定你的。
If you don't want to believe in him, then he dares not predestine you.
这样呢，多少人要信上帝呢？
So who, how many will believe in God?
是人做决定的。
Is determined by men.
因为是人做决定的。
Because men decide.
所以神的决定是根据你的决定。
God's decision that follows man's decision.
这样你的决定就比神的决定更大。
So your will becomes higher than God's will.
但是圣经的看法不是如此。
That is not the Bible's perspective.
因为圣经清楚告诉我们。
The Bible clearly tells us.
神的旨意是大
God's will is higher and greater than man's will. God's wisdom is higher than man's wisdom. That which God has predestined in eternity is according to his highest wisdom. Highest will.
So that 一个人否定神的权柄，可以预定人信主，这个人就是否定神的智慧同神的意志。
A person who denies God's predestinating will to save somebody is one who denies the wisdom of God.
一个基督徒是照着父意先的拣选而被称为一个基督徒。
Christian is one who has been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father.
这是第一方面。
That's the first.
第二样,
Second,
彼得在这里就提到了圣灵感动他成为圣洁的这个问题。
Peter tells us that we are sanctified by the Spirit's work.
圣灵感动一个人的时候,
when the Spirit convicts a person,
是不是因为这个人先接受主才感动他?
Is it because the person first accepts Jesus Christ and the Spirit works?
或者是圣灵先感动他感动了最后他才接受主?
Or rather, the Spirit works in the person's heart and so that the person eventually believes.
这就提到关于神的主权与人能不能接受主的问题了。
This is the issue of God's sovereignty, whether a person can resist his will.
哪一个人先爱主爱到圣灵不得不要感动你的呢?
Somebody will love God, right, in such an extent that the Spirit cannot help but call you.
有哪一个人先渴慕主的恩典，渴慕到主不得不要把福音传给你。
Who would hunger and thirst for God so much the Spirit will cannot help but preach the gospel to you.
无论是诗篇，无论是罗马书，好几次很清楚地告诉我们。
The Psalms and Romans tells us.
父上帝从天上观看下来。
God sees from heaven. He sees who seeks him. Who understands him. What does the Bible say? Not one seeks after God. Not one. Not one understands. No, not one. And that is God's word. And just as God, Paul was inspired to write, there is no good in us. No one knows and feels that we need God. You say in religion, isn't that true that people seek after God? But if you take the strictest standards of scripture, religion is not pursuit after God. Religion is escape from God. Religion is an it's just trying to numb ourselves and to numb God. Religion seeks after peace and peace of conscience and joy and blessing, not truly seeking after God.
John Stott,
John Stott has a very clear mind on this issue. He is very good on this point. There are some areas in which he is not so clear doctrinally.
John Stott
in Lausanne 2, Manila, John Stott said, in many religions, man is escaping from God. And the Bible clearly tells us, a person who can deny his conscience in religion is a person who can oppose Jesus Christ. And when Jesus was on earth, who opposed him most fiercely? The religious leaders. Who hated him most? The religious leaders.
天天研究律法的人说，你们的父不是亚伯拉罕，你们的父是魔鬼。The
most severe proclamation Jesus ever made was to those people who memorized the Bible and studied the law every day. And Jesus says, your father is not Abraham, your father is the devil.
像这样勇敢正面交锋的这个传道人，今天已经看不见了。
This kind of bold confronter, preacher of the gospel is no longer seen today.
So Richard Niebuhr 讲一句话语,
Richard Niebuhr said,
他说呢, 犹太人为什么把耶稣钉在十字架上呢?
Why was Jesus crucified?
因为耶稣的存在就等于宣布犹太文化的灭亡。
Jesus' mere existence is a proclamation of the extinction of Jewish culture.
要保存犹太的文化, 一定要让耶稣灭亡。
If you preserve Jewish culture, Jesus must perish.
没有中间的路线。
There is no middle ground.
所以当耶稣基督讲这些最重的话的时候,
so when Jesus makes these severe statements,
这些宗教的领袖的面皮就被他拉下来了,
he tore the face of religion.
谁能接受耶稣呢?
Who can accept Jesus?
谁能渴慕上帝呢?
Who will seek after God?
谁是寻求上帝的人?
Who seeks after God?
上帝说,
God says, I see, no, not one.
没有行善的,
no, not a good one.
没有寻找我的,
no one does good and seek after me. All have sinned. All have strayed from truth. So when a person truly returns to God and seek after truth, this is God's work, not man's. So when a spirit convicts a person, when a person really sees he's a sinner, then he needs God's righteousness. This is the second part of experience. First, before we know God, before I was born, before God did his work of creating the universe, God predestined us. Secondly, before you knew Christ, the Spirit begins to call you with the love of Christ. And so a central doctrine of the Bible is, we do not seek after God, it is God who seeks after you. Not because you first love God, God first loved you. Not because you first knew God, the Lord first knew you. Not we first call upon the name of God, God called you first.
There's
a matter of priority and order. Very important issue. And so Confucius said this,
事有本末, 物有始终, 知其先后, 这进道也,
there is a beginning and there's an end. The relation between the beginning and the end is the true way.
The grace of God is prior to human response.
神的恩典是在人的回应之先,
因为神的恩,
because of God's grace I was convicted and called.
因为神的感动,
because God called me that I was transformed.
因为神把新的生命给我, 我才会照着上帝对罪的要求来伤心痛悔悔改痛苦,
because God's grace transformed me that I might sorrow after my sin and come to Jesus Christ.
当保罗了解了这些以后,
and so when Paul understood all this,
他怎么讲呢?
What did he say?
他说我在母腹里面就蒙拣选了,
he said, I was chosen in my mother's womb. How could I believe in Jesus Christ in the womb? How can I think through in my mother's womb? Why would I believe in my mother's womb? God has chosen me. It is a very clear doctrine.
The grace of God is prior to human response.
神的恩典在人的回应之先,
神的恩在你信以前,
before you believe, before you baptize, the grace of God. Our Baptist brothers and sisters say, believe and then be baptized. I tell you, God's grace is prior to your faith and your baptism. Apart from God's grace, no one would believe, no one gets baptized. This is biblical theology. God the Father chooses people. Then Jesus Christ accomplished salvation. These people still do not know Christ. These people do not believe in Christ yet. They come to hear. They do not create the opportunity to listen. They did not create the freedom to respond. When they hear a message, that topic was not chosen by them. You did not choose how that message was planned when you got saved. You did not choose a speaker on the night you came to Christ. Why was that message preached and you responded and trusted? You didn't choose that, God did.
我们在犯罪的事情上是完全站在主动的地步上犯罪的。
However, when we sin actively. When we become saved, we become saved totally passively. Reverend Wong, I'd like to sing a song.
我是个罪人, 蒙恩典,
I am a sinner saved by grace. I'm passive.
我相信做这首歌的人比爱这首歌的人更懂圣经的神学。I
think the person who composed the song knows the Bible better than those who sing it.
犯罪的时候是我们主动的。
We actively sin.
以神做仇敌的时候是我们主动的。
We actively oppose God as his enemy.
我们从来没有主动要与神和好。
We have never taken the initiative to be reconciled to God.
神差遣基督 叫世人一道和好，他站在主动的地步实行救恩。
God took the initiative that we might be reconciled to him through Christ.
几十年前，中国一个很出名的老牧师陈继圭，他讲过这样的话语。
Several decades ago, an old Chinese pastor Chen Jigui said,
他说圣经从来没有次序颠倒的事情。
The Bible never reverses order. So we must pay attention to order.
上帝只有说的你们要与神和好。
The Bible says, Be ye reconciled to God.
你们要与神和好。
Be reconciled to God.
上帝从来没有说的, 保罗说, 你们要祷告, 上帝啊, 与人和好吧。
The Bible never says, Pray, O God, be reconciled to us.
上帝不需要与人和好。
God does not need reconciliation with man.
与神之间的关系不是上帝破坏的。
The relationship between man and God was not broken by God. The relationship between God and man was ruined because of man's sin. Man should take the initiative to come back to God. But can man take the initiative? He cannot. Does he have that heart to be reconciled? He does not understand what it means to be reconciled. To God. He doesn't even understand what it means to be an enemy of God. Truth, only God can reveal, only God can illumine, we then understand. And so when the Holy Spirit illumines our hearts, the Holy Spirit begins to cleanse our minds from error and confusion. When we hear God's truth, it is a house cleaning act of the mind. Non-Christian, you need a house cleaning of the mind. Christian, you need even more so a house cleaning of the mind. If you go home after these 3 days and your mind is as confused as when you came, you can go home now. Christians have been Christians for decades and their framework of the mind is the same as non-Christians. Non-Christian businessmen are envious one of another. Ministers do the same thing. Christian businessmen manipulate to build your own empire. Christian ministers do the same thing. Where's the transformation? Where's the progress? God's work has a progressive dimension. Cleansing power. And so the Spirit is the Spirit of holiness. He is a Spirit of cleansing. Where the Spirit is, He cleanses our filthy mind and thought. He corrects our erroneous doctrines. So that we might become conformed to and return to the truth of God. What is faith? Faith is the return of an erroneous mind.
Faith is the return of the prodigal reason. 所以这个浪子回头啊，不单是这个人流浪道，连你理性道都流浪，应当回头。
You see, a prodigal son has the prodigal mind, and even the mind has to return.
当然，这里不单单在这个方面。
Of course, this is not the whole picture.
还有这个感性的, 还有意志的, 还有行动的, 整个人类的归家, 这个叫做信仰。
Of course, the return home involves the heart, the will, and act.
所以信心不是毁灭或者抹杀理性的功用。
Faith does not destroy reason.
信心乃是把理性 带回真理的正用，在一个归向的方向，叫做信仰。
Faith brings the reason back to its proper function.
当我们的理性归回真理的时候，
when our reason returns to truth,
我们就知道我们怎么样得罪上帝。
We then know how we've offended God.
我们的感情归回神的圣爱的时候，
when our heart returns to the holy love of God,
我们就知道我们过去怎样得罪上帝。
Then we realize how we have offended God.
我们的意志归回上帝的旨意的时候，
and when our will returns to God's will,
我们就知道过去我们怎么样在自由中间浪费上帝的恩典。
We realize how in the past our free will have wasted God's grace.
我们的行动归回上帝的计划的时候，
and so when our action returns to God's plan,
我们才知道我们过去怎样羞辱。
We know how we have offended and not glorified God's name.
当我们整个人归回上帝的旨意里面的时候，
and so the whole person returns to God's will.
我们就知道这不是我们自己能做的工作，是圣灵运行在我们里面的国。
We know that it's not our work, but it is the fruit of the work of the Spirit who works in us.
所以每一次的主的崇拜，
so every Sunday worship,
每一次的查经会、培灵会、布道会、什么会都好，
every Bible study, retreat, or conference,
当神的道传出去的时候，
when God's word goes forth,
应当产生洁净的功用，
there should be a cleansing effect.
应当产生归回的功用。
There should be a converting effect.
应当使人更归正，产生这样的结果。
That people might be converted and reformed as Christians.
所以一个人做基督徒怎么做基督徒？
How does a person live the Christian life?
神预定拣选他。
Because God predestined and chose him. Secondly,
圣灵感动接近他。
The Spirit called you and cleansed you.
当圣灵光照我们的心，
and when the Holy Spirit shines in our hearts,
圣灵光照我们的思想，
when the Holy Spirit shines on our mind,
使我们为义、为罪、为审判自己，责备自己，
that we might convict ourselves because of sin and righteousness and judgment.
我们发现我们自己完全没有。
We realize that there is no way we can save ourselves.
那个时候,
at that moment,
我们就看见主能解决我们的问题。
We see that the Lord can solve our problem.
这样福音的果效就开始施行出来了。
The fruit of the gospel begins to work.
在我们看见旧约同新约的比较的中间，
when you see the Old Testament and New Testament in comparison,
旧约里面最重要的职事就是律法同先知的职事功用。
The most important ministry. Offices or ministries in Old Testament is the prophet and the priest.
神把律法
God gave the law.
正面告诉我们神的圣洁、神的良善，同神的那一个最高最高的公义。
God shows us His holiness and His goodness and His highest righteousness.
当一个人看见律法中间所描写的神的公义、圣洁同良善的时候，
when you see the holiness and the goodness of God in the law,
应当产生一个对比中间，自我的觉悟，我是何等的不善，何等的不洁，何等的不义。
There should be a corresponding awakening how ungood and unrighteous, unholy I am.
当犹太人领受律法的时候，
so when the Jews received the law,
他们有没有达到正面对律法的果效的认识，或者反面对自己旧物的这个认识？
Do they have a positive understanding of the God in the law and a negative understanding of their own sinfulness?
两方面都没有达到。
They did not attain
either.
All they have is a phenomenal superficial pride that we receive the law. You're not human beings, you're good dogs, we are people. They received the law, their lives were not transformed. They understood the Ten Commandments, but they still worship idols. So when the ministry of the law did not have its intended fruit,
神就差遣先知牵着他们的罪，要他们悔改，回到上帝的面前。
God sent prophets to call them to repentance, return to God.
先知来不讲他们喜欢听的话，讲他们不喜欢听的话的时候，他们怎么样呢？
And when the prophets came and spoke to them words that they did not want to hear,
他们的反应就是肯定自己。
Their response was to affirm themselves and to deny the prophets. And so they killed the prophets. This is the true response of the holy people to God. This is the horrible effect of religion. The Old Testament was finished with a condemning word. The last word of the Old Testament was a condemnation. The last word of the New Testament was a benediction. Why? Because the law cannot save men. Prophets cannot save men.
把你肺痨病多么严重的情形照出来一样的。
The law is an X-ray showing up your tuberculosis of your heart.
先知级的医生一面看那个照片，一面给你解释，你快要死了。The
prophets are like doctors to explain the X-ray to you that you're gonna die.
你看完了，你说我花了这么多钱，原来你叫我死，我就叫你先死。
And so you see the X-ray, you hear the doctor say, I spent so much money, you want me to die, you die first.
耶稣基督到世界上来,
so Jesus came on earth.
耶稣到世界上来的时候,
when Jesus came,
他的死就变成 the most successful paradox.
His death became the most successful paradox.
最成功的反合性, 为什么呢?
Why?
因为基督的死成了生命的源头。
Jesus' death is the source of life.
基督受最可怕的痛苦成了我们最甘甜的源头。
Jesus' most horrible pain becomes the source of your most joyful bliss.
基督受了不公义的制裁成了我们公义这个新生命的开始。
Jesus was judged and condemned by the law that you may begin a life of righteousness.
基督毫不抵抗不自卫的受死成了我们得胜魔鬼最大的能力。
Jesus died without resistance that you may overcome Satan.
基督死的时候何等愚昧，好像一点智慧、自我辩护的理由都没有。他的愚昧成了神高过所有哲学的智慧。
Jesus died as if without wisdom and foolishness. This is the highest wisdom of God.
这是最成功的反合性。
This is the most successful paradox.
世界的政治舞台给我们看见，轰轰烈烈得到政权的人都凄凄惨惨的下去。
We see on the political scene in the world that all those who succeeded failed miserably, ended miserably.
基督手无寸铁，毫无反抗的结果，成了历史历代最多志愿军、最多人为他死的伟大的领袖。
With no resistance, no weapons, Jesus is the captain of the greatest army of volunteers in history.
基督是在历史中间对人类的文化、军事、政治、哲学最大讽刺的一个力量。
Jesus is the greatest sarcasm and the power against all culture and religion and military power. This is the hidden wisdom of God. God's power is hidden in this. Praise be to God. God doesn't fight with you. His highest wisdom is hidden in seeming foolishness and paradox. Praise God. We praise God.
Hallelujah. 圣灵就把这个反合性带到我们的生命里面，改变我们整个的观念。
The Holy Spirit takes this paradox and brings it into your heart to transform your understanding.
当一个人真正认识基督教信仰的中心的时候，
and when a person understands the essence of the Christian faith,
当一个人真正看见基督反合性里面的奥秘的时候，
when a person really understands the paradox of the cross,
好像看见了太阳的大光照射出来，这些蜡烛算什么呢？
It's as if you see the sun. So what are candles?
感谢上帝。
Praise be to God.
所以当一个人真正看到这一点的时候，
when a person really sees this,
福音的果效就开始运行在他的里面。
The effects of the gospel begins to work in his life.
没有一个路可以走，
no way to go.
没有一个人可以求，
no one can, you can ask.
没有一个方法可以改变他，
no method can change you.
他只能来到基督的面前，
he can only come to Christ.
所以经历了第三个很重要的过段，
and he experienced the third phase, very important.
那就是什么呢？
What is it?
顺服耶稣基督。
Obedience to Jesus Christ.
让他的宝血洗净你,
that his blood may sprinkle you clean.
让他的救恩改变你,
that his salvation may transform you.
让他的新生命赐给你,
that his new life may be given to you.
这是第三个工作,
this is the third work.
我们今天看到圣父怎么样预备救恩,
the Father prepared salvation.
圣灵怎么样施行救恩,
the Spirit applied salvation.
然后一个人就借着圣灵的工作到回到耶稣基督面前来。
And so when a person, because of the work of the Holy Spirit, comes to Christ,
这样的旧约的这四等功用的失败, 律法中先知所不能做到的, 耶稣基督福音就做到了。
That which the law and the prophets failed to do in the Old Testament, Jesus does.
我相信在这样的聚会或者华富的聚会里面,
in this kind of convention or COVID Congress,
有很多的讲员都告诉我们要多多传福音，努力传福音，要好好传福音。 但我的责任不是那个。
Many speakers tell you, preach the gospel, do it well, work hard. That is not my task.
我的责任是什么叫福音?
What is my task? My
为什么你传福音?
What is the gospel? Why should you preach the gospel?
你到底传的是不是福音?
Are you preaching the gospel?
我这个你不懂，努力传福音，传来传去。
If you don't understand it, you're preaching a gospel. It seems to be gospel, not the gospel itself. Congresses of evangelism lack the content of the gospel. We are stimulated by this free will. We are stimulated because of the needs of the field. But we must hang on and grasp the foundation and the core of our faith. Otherwise, you don't know what you're doing, and the hearers don't understand what you're saying. May God have mercy on us. Let's read these verses again. 1 Peter 1. I have not clearly analyzed these important truths in here yet. Change your concept. Read these two verses.
我再读第一节，你们读第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都、加拉太、加不多加、亚细亚、比推尼寄居的。第二节一同来读，就是造父的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他学所杀的人，愿恩惠平安。 多多的加给你们，再念第二节，一二三，就是造父的先见被拣选，借着圣灵的成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他的血所杀的人，愿恩惠平安多多加给你们。现在我们再读的时候，就想象整个全中国。Now
read this and think all China.
再想整个美国。Think
about the United States. Think about the world.
这世界有一些的人。
There are many people in the world.
是怎样的人呢?
What kind of people?
就是父上帝的先见被拣选的人。
Those who have been chosen according to God's foreknowledge.
借着圣灵有一天要蒙圣洁的人。
One day the Holy Spirit will sanctify them.
以后他们会顺服耶稣基督的人。
And they will obey Jesus Christ.
然后蒙耶稣的宝血所洗净的人。
And they will be sprinkled clean by the blood of Christ.
这些人领受恩惠平安。
And these people will receive grace and peace.
这些人在哪里?
Where are they?
在哪里?
Where?
在华盛顿有一堆。
There are some in Washington D.C.
在纽约有一堆。
Some in New York.
在青岛有一堆。
A bunch in 青岛。
在北京有一堆。
Some in Beijing.
那这些人在哪里?
Where are they? Maybe they're hidden within the ranks of the Communist Party. Maybe they are in the mosques in Islam. Maybe they're still in Buddhist temples. Some are in Shaolin monasteries. Some are in Chinatown. God gives them places to dwell in. When God's time comes, God will call them. By whom? Through those who would give their lives because of the gospel. This is God's will. And so God's children are temporarily scattered in these communities that oppose God. Don't say that, oh, they're atheists. How can I preach to them? So you just preach in a church. So I enlighten you, you enlighten me. So the Sundays are very bright, but there's great darkness outside. We are God's children. We are brothers and sisters. Our brothers and sisters are in the mosque. Some are in the temple. Some are in the monastery. Some are in other syncretist and atheist religions. Do you believe that? Among them are many those whom God has chosen, the Spirit will illuminate, and Jesus will save. They're waiting for us to manifest the glory of God. So for me, evangelism, it's to manifest God's chosen people. Before I preach, God has chosen. Christ has died for them. And the Spirit will work in their hearts. But when I preach, according to me, according to my talent, according to my experience and organization and money, I will never succeed. Rather by the God Almighty Spirit. When the Spirit calls, we obey. When we preach the gospel, the Spirit calls again. And they re-obey. And so the word of God goes out. Redemption comes to people. So we must give ourselves and dedicate ourselves to God's kingdom. Say, Lord, your will is higher than all. Your will does not change. Your will is that people may be saved. Because of your predestination, because of your choosing, Now may God help me to accomplish that which you want to accomplish in my life. That I may manifest those whom you have saved. And so when Paul was most disappointed, you know, he said, forget it. Forget it.
上帝说, who God tell says, you forget it?
Who tells you to forget it?
Who tell you to say forget it? You forget it? I never forget it.
我没有吧?
你忘记了吗?
Have you forgotten?
你罢了吗?
Have you finished?
当天晚上,
that night,
主站在保罗的旁边,
God, the Lord stands next to Paul
对他说,
and says to him,
只管讲,
speak! Do not close your mouth!
讲,
speak!
为什么呢?
Why?
因为在这城里有我许多的什么?
Because in this city, are many?
许多的什么?
Many?
Huh?
My people!
哪里?
Where?
一个都没有!
Not one!
The coming ones.
他们要来的,
就要来了。
They're coming.
有我的百姓,
there are my people.
这些百姓,
and these people,
我的儿子已经为他死了,
my son died for them.
耶稣你要给他起名叫耶稣, 他要叫他的百姓从罪恶里面救出来。
Because Jesus' name is Jesus, he may save his people from their sins.
这城有我许多的百姓,
there are many of my people in this city. Just preach it.
这个预定论是保证你传福音有果效。
You see, predestination is a motivating force for your preaching.
只有罪人的思想误解圣经才认为预定论拦阻人传福音。
It is to cleanse and renew people's mind that they may understand.
你说,罪人上帝定了我为什么要传?
You say, God has predestined, why should I preach it?
上帝定了,他的儿子还要来死,你连传都不传,你还以为你真的明白上帝?
God predestined, even his son has to obey and die. Who are you to say you're not going
to
preach?
No one's supposed to exempt.
没有人是免疫的。不能免的。 You cannot be exempt. Even the Son of God has to come to die.
上帝预定了,
God predestined. Why did Christ come? Because God predestined in eternity. And it is that dynamism which acts out his plan in history.
Eternal,
if you understand these two.
Eternal unchangeable decree of God.
And the
dynamic process in history.
在有动力的在历史里面的进程，在这个动力的进程中间，连基督都要来死。 Even in this dynamic process, even Jesus Christ has to come and die.
传福音是不可免的。
Evangelism, you cannot be exempt from it.
一个人认识预定论而不传福音，表示这个人认识不对，他根本不明白什么叫。
A person who understands predestination does not preach the gospel means that he doesn't even understand what predestination and the gospel are.
讲预定论最多的保罗是传福音最努力的使徒。
Paul spoke most on predestination. He worked hardest in evangelization. He did not take these two as contradictions and create trouble for himself. That which God has predestined in eternity is precisely what he worked out in history. And when I act, it's not my credit. The fact that I act accurately and obedient is the very work of God. Praise be to God. May God help us that while we still have life and breath, with all our heart and soul, we take that which God has chosen, them whom the Spirit has called, those whom are enabled to obey Christ, by the power of the gospel, we may manifest who they are. And so the work of the Father, Son, and Spirit is to bring sinners back to become saints. This morning we see how the Father, the Son, and Spirit did what they were pleased to do in our lives. And the second message, we'll see how those who became saints might work together with God, the Father, Son, and Spirit. In the third morning, how a person experiences God when he comes back and to praise God.
八三年拆船的时候，我在你们讲了五篇的信息。
I spoke 5 messages in Chinese Mission 83.
已经变成一本书。
It becomes a book.
那一篇里面有八九篇，其中有五篇是从这里提出来的。
5 of the 8 or 9 chapters came from here.
就是布道神学。That
is the theology of evangelism.
盼望这些可以给中国教会奠定一个很稳固的基础。I
hope that this might be a strong foundation for the church in among the Chinese.
观念正确了。
When your understanding is correct,
and
when you build your ministry on the Bible,
让我们的心灵, 我们的行动, 可以照着神的旨意,
Your spirit and your life might work according to God's will. Stand and pray. We'll stand. Let's bow our heads with our eyes closed. I'll ask several questions.
有哪一个人,
who?
You say,
thank God for the message this morning. I change in my understanding. My will is renewed. I am more willing to serve God.
有这样的人,
you must thank God. Raise your hand and put it down. Second question.
有哪一个人,
how many of you?
你说主啊,
you say, Lord,
我已经领受你的恩典太多了,
I have received too much of your grace. I've heard your message for too long. Make me, after the conference, to be not just a hearer, that I may act out your word. That we receive your grace and share it. Raise your hand. Praise God. Now let us all pray out loud. Let us pray all out loud, urgently and earnestly. We thank God for that which we have received. You pray to God what you ask
Him.
Now you make a vow before God according to the burden.
We'll
pray out loud together.
主啊，我们感谢我们赞美你，因为主你自己的恩，你的爱，你吸引我们到你的面前来，为这个95年的中华人拆穿我们感谢你，你感动我们与我们同在，你预备我们的心，给我们在你面前蒙恩，我们把一些荣耀归给你，求主你施恩，求主你怜悯，求主你捆绑撒旦的作为，主啊，你真理的圣灵已经启示了这伟大的圣经，求主你借着圣经里面伟大的真理来光。 照我们的心，更正我们的观念，是在一次更新我们的心智，激发我们的爱你的心，给我们看见需要的灵魂。我们愿意把自己的心奉献在你手中，被你使用。主啊，你听我们的祷告，我们感谢你，我们把一切荣耀归给你。这样祈求祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你，阿门。
May I ask Dr. Samling to lead us in closing prayer.
Our Father, we thank you for and we worship and bow down before you for your eternal and changing plan. We worship you because your holiness and your grace and your righteousness is an eternal, unchanging, and a glorious holiness. Teach us how to worship you. Teach us how to appreciate who you are according to the truth that you have revealed. Our Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you for dying on a cross without resistance, without anything in your hand. Teach us how to be your servants. Holy Spirit, continue to illumine us. We thank you for the truth that was delivered and spread abroad this morning. Father, we ask that you continue to transform our minds, make us diligent servants and students of your word, that when we go out to this dying world, at this changing turning point in history, as we step into the third millennium, that we have the truth. Not a watered-down truth, but the truth. That our hearts might be on fire, that our hearts on fire may be sustained by the truth of your word. Make us diligent students and lovers of your word. Continue to be with us that we may know your will, not just in a subjective way what we should do, but to know what you want to do in this universe. Bless us, use us by your mercy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. Amen.